Eustache de Saint-Pierre. Of all the statues in this group, Rodin spent the most time working on Eustache de Saint-Pierre and made many experimental pieces before settling on the final form. This was because Eustache de Saint-Pierre was the most important figure. He was the mayor of Calais and the first to offer himself as a hostage to the King of England. Initially, the municipality committee, which commissioned the sculpture, had only wanted a statue of this heroic figure. If you look at the face from the right-hand side, his eyes seem wet with tears and full of sadness. But from the left, his face is severe and shows his sense of responsibility as an elder of the city. His body is slightly bent forwards, as if he is taking a first step. Drapery covers his slightly bowed back, and a thick rope hangs around his neck. The gnarled hands with prominent blood vessels and his flowing beard are all beautifully executed. The statue was made when Rodin was in his late 40s and is one of his finest pieces.